Trumas, Perek Ches, Mishnah Yud. So the previous Mishnah, we dealt with wine. One on top, the barrel that broke and fell into a pit in the ground. V'chein chavis shel shemen shenishpacha. In this Mishnah, you have a barrel of oil that the oil barrel just spilled out. We're not dealing with a case on one on top of the other. And the Rav explains, not like we had in wine, because if we had that same case with oil, even Rabbi Yeshua that said, hey, it's going to become tummy anyway, we may as well take something, a kli that's tummy, and at least save the wine below. Here, Rabbi Yeshua is not going to say that. Rabbi Yeshua says, you know what, just let it fall in. Why? Because even if it falls below, so yes, it's become meduma. So the non-Kohen can't have that oil in the pit anymore. But since it's oil, a Kohen can enjoy the oil from the pit by lighting it. In the case with wine, he couldn't do anything with it. It's tameh wine, there's nothing you could do with that. But at least tameh oil, that's truma, they were able to have hana by using it to light and to burn. So that's why here, nobody's going to say that you should be metamet biyadayim. But the Taisus Antav asks, we had in a previous Mishnah, that it's not when you have truma that's tameh, we know that a kohen is allowed to use it to light with. But what is this? This oil that's falling in is tahar truma, that now falls into a pit of oil. This is the hypothetical case. So we're saying everybody says, let it fall in. It was chulin in that pit, but now there's going to be a little truma, and the kohen can use it to burn. But isn't that meduma? Didn't we say in a previous Mishnah that on meduma, you're not allowed to leave it around to burn? Not like truma tameya, but something's meduma, you have to actually get rid of it, because we're afraid if you leave around meduma, that we're afraid that you're going to use it to actually eat from it. That we said in the beginning of the fifth parak. So Taisus Yontav asks this kasha. So the Gemara in Psachim says that the case in our Mishnah here in Perek Ches, Mishnah Yud, we're dafka dealing that the oil was put in a kli ma'us, in a disgusting vessel that people wouldn't use it to eat from. So we would never have a chash that they would end up eating the meduma. That's why in this case, the case would be that the meduma would be mutter to light with, because there's no problem of takala, that people would ever come to eat it because they wouldn't eat from a vessel that's not nice. But getting back to the Mishnah, by the Chovet Shel Shem and Shenishpachan, Rabbi Eliezer, if you can save it, Patahara, yes, oil will be lost. It is spilling out, but if you have a Kli that's Tamei, don't try to save it with the Kli that's Tamei, because you're going to be Metame the Truma. Rather, let it spill. Yes, there's going to be oil that spills in the process, but go get a Kli that's Tar as long as you can save. A Revius of oil that's Tar, go save it. V'im lav, but if you cannot, let's say you don't have that vessel, you can't get it in time. Rabbi Eliezer, oimid teired v'tibaleya. Rabbi Eliezer says, let it go and get absorbed in the ground. There's nothing you can do. Don't even try to use your hands, because your hands are going to be metame through yudayim is shniyasim to be metame. So don't do that. Let it just go into the ground. V'ayu v'alena b'yodav. Don't gather with your hands. Like the Tversol explained, to cup your hands to receive it, because you're going to be metame it. But here too, Rabbi Yeshua would hold that since this would be lost anyway, that you may as well, even though you're going to be metame, at least it's oil that would have a use by taking a kli that's tame and saving some of it, because now you can use it at least for hadlaka. Yes, you're metame, but otherwise it would have been totally lost. It would have went into the ground.